From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For the fifth time in less than 3 weeks, an American helicopter has crashed in Iraq. This time, all seven people on board were killed. In an internet posting, an Iraqi insurgent group claimed that it shot down the aircraft, but the Pentagon says early indications suggest it had mechanical problems.
The helicopter was flying northwest of Baghdad, where Sunni insurgents are particularly active. In Baghdad today, Major General William Caldwell said that after the recent crashes, the military is making changes.
We are already making adjustments in our tactics and techniques and procedures as to how we employ our helicopters in support of Iraqi security forces and coalition forces.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman is in Baghdad, and he joins us on the line now. And Tom, what details do we have on today's crash?
Well, Robert, what we know is it was a CH-46 Sea Knight. It's a Marine twin-rotor helicopter. The military says it crashed around Fallujah, which is west of Baghdad in Anbar province. And Pentagon officials tell me there would likely be an eyewitness because helicopters generally travel in pairs for security reasons. The eyewitness, they say, would likely have seen the mechanical problems when it occurred. Again, they say all indications at this point point to some sort of mechanical trouble. But, of course, this is the fifth American helicopter that crashed in the past several weeks. The four others were shot down, according to the military, by ground fire.
Tom, do you have any sense of what kind of mechanical trouble the Pentagon is talking about when they say that that's what was at work here?
No, we don't. And all they're saying are just the initial indications appear to be mechanical failure. They're not saying exactly what that could be. Again, the military officials I talk with say there'll, of course, be an investigation. They'll go to great lengths to make sure there are no systemic problems that would cause them to, let's say, ground the entire fleet. However, this type of helicopter is more than 30 years old, and pilots refer to something like this as tired iron. You know, there are complaints you hear over the years from Marines in particular. Some will say that helicopter's been in the Marines longer than I have. So age could be a factor here, even though the military obviously makes sure that the helicopters are in fine flying condition. Actually, I flew in one myself last fall in Anbar, and I must say when I saw it, it looked old to me, and it was a bit rickety taking off, but it got me where I wanted to go.
Now, with the other helicopters, the ones that were shot down, do we know what kind of weapon shot them down?
No, we don't. All the military will say is that it was ground fire. They've said very little about exactly what it was, although one military official told me in one of the crashes there were indications of some type of missile, perhaps a shoulder-fired missile, but again, nothing official.
When General Caldwell says, as we heard him say, that the military is making adjustments in tactics, is there an assumption there that there is a different effort or a bigger effort to target helicopters or a more effective one than there was before?
Well, you know, helicopters, of course, are fairly slow-moving. They're a great target for insurgents using some sort of, let's say, RPG or missiles or even just an AK-47 or some sort of machine gun. I know during the war, a number of Apache helicopters were shot at by just rifle fire, and some of them were brought down that way. And when he says adjusting their tactics, you know, they can do anything as simple as just changing your normal route. They could fly more at night. I mean, for the most part, they do tend to fly at night. And also, many of these helicopters have what's called countermeasures. They can shoot out flares or chaff to try to draw that missile away from the aircraft, you know, a heat-seeking missile.
Give us some sense, Tom, of the role that helicopters play for U.S. forces in Iraq and how common it is to see helicopters in the air.
Oh, they're very common. We just hear them all the time flying over our houses. I'm going to be flying out in a helicopter tomorrow night for another embed. They're used as general utility helicopters for carrying personnel, for medevacs, evacuating the wounded. And it's obviously a quick way to travel around the country. This is a very large country, and the roads are dangerous, so the best way to get around is by helicopter, and again, usually at night.
Well, Tom Bowman, thanks a lot for talking with us once again. Take care.
You're welcome.
It's NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman speaking to us from Baghdad.